We've talked about diversity in movies a lot on the show, specifically whitewashing. You know, white actors getting cast in ethnic roles, whether it's Swedish-American actor Warner Oland playing Charlie Chan years ago or Emma Stone playing a Chinese Hawaiian last year in the movie Aloha. The latest case of whitewashing is unfolding as I speak. Word got out earlier this week that David Franzoni and producer Stephen Joel Brown are making a biopic about the iconic Persian poet Rumi. And they say they're looking to cast Leonardo DiCaprio to play Rumi. I have Marjan Kamali here to tell us more. She's author of a novel called Together Tea about Iranian Americans, and she teaches writing at Boston University. Welcome, Marjan.
Thank you.
You were born to Iranian parents in Turkey. What does Rumi mean to you?
I think for a lot of Iranians, Rumi means everything. He's our pride. When you're growing up Iranian, no matter where you are, Rumi is kind of a part of your daily life. And that's not so much because you read his poems. It's because his poetry is recited by the elders at almost any given moment. Whether you're dealing with heartbreak or a broken salt shaker, literally, people will whip out a Rumi poem.
And what year, what years was he living? What centuries are we talking here?
So he was born in 1207, so we're talking about the 13th century.
Right.
Which is a really long time ago, and yet he is a part of our lives today.
And what about yourself, Marjan, today? I mean, when do you kind of bring out a Rumi poem? Like, what occasions?
So, to be honest, I'm not like my parents or grandparents where his poems are, you know, at the tip of my tongue at any given moment. They are not. I sort of went to him more in college where, because he's part of the mystic tradition and Sufism and, you know, college is a time when a lot of people turn to that. And I read a lot of the translations. So I read his poetry in English as needed. You know, I wouldn't say daily, but he's a part of my life. And I know that for the rest of my life, I'll be reading him. But I'll tell you, my dad's biggest sorrow is that I am not reading him in Farsi.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, the team behind the Rumi movie is also considering Robert Downey Jr. as Rumi's teacher and lover. Ironically, Downey had his own farcical take, brilliant farcical take on whitewashing in Tropic Thunder. You tweeted yesterday, "As a Persian girl, I was brought up on Rumi poetry, and every time I imagined what he looked like, I thought of Leonardo DiCaprio," of course.
Yeah,
I detect
of course.
A little sarcasm there.
Yeah, just a tad. I mean, here's the thing. Those of us who lived in Iran as children during the Iran-Iraq War and who then left basically see the U.S. as a place of escape and opportunity, and I think we have a gratitude complex. So I'll be honest with you. When I found out that this movie was being made, my first reaction was, wow, oh my God, we're finally going to be represented in a way other than, you know, as terrorists. But then when you sit down and think about it, and then you see Leonardo DiCaprio, it just feels like, you know, in 1957, they made a movie about Omar Khayyam, and I believe it was Cornel Wilde who played him. And you just say...
Remind us who Omar Khayyam is.
So he was the ancient Persian poet born in the 11th century.
Right.
Another popular...
Another one of the
and still
great
on the
idols.
Tips of the tongues of everyone, yeah. You just feel, haven't we sort of come further? Not to take away from Mr. DiCaprio, because I'm sure he would do a great job, but, you know, it's complicated.
Do we have any sense of what Rumi looked like and who would be a good fit, you think, to play him?
Well, there are, you know, illustrations that kind of, that have been posted and...
I mean, he's a man with a white beard.
Yeah. I don't even know if you need to look like him to play him, honestly.
Right.
I'll tell you what my dad said when he found out about Leonardo DiCaprio. It's not so much that he wouldn't look like him, because for all we know, maybe he does look like him. You know, it's hard. Iranians kind of come in all shades. But he said to me, how could you play him if you don't read the poems in Farsi? So that's perhaps asking a bit much, but there's this sense that he's almost like sacred, and to do him justice, and I know the filmmakers are traveling and trying very hard to research this film, but to do him justice, it's not just like playing, you know, another character. You have to get it.
Author Marjan Kamali telling us about Rumi and the new movie that's being made about him, which may or may not star Leonardo DiCaprio. Marjan, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.